Nicholas Wolpe, Chief Executive Officer at the Lily's Leaf History Museum. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. So, of course, Sunday is an important date, isn't it?
It is. It's the 58th anniversary of the raid on Lily's Leaf, ultimately led to the Rivonia trial, which, as everyone is aware, really was the kind of defining moment in terms of putting our country onto a path for democracy.
Why was that the case? Why was the Rivonia treason trials so important? There were many people that were tried throughout the apartheid era. There were many cases of people being convicted. What made the Rivonia treason trials so significant?
I think one has to look at it within a broader context, but I think in a nutshell, the reason why the Rivonia trial specifically was so fundamental was that the raid on Lily's Leaf and the trial really had a kind of what I'd like to call a double impact. So the first thing was it decimated the internal liberation movement. It was a hammer blow which took about 13 years for the internal resistance to recover from. So I think that's the first thing. The second thing, though, was it brought to the world's attention the abhorrent nature of apartheid. Yes, the Sharpeville massacre, and the consequences of the massacre highlighted did it through international media attention. But the raid on Lily's Leaf and the Rivonia trial really cemented in the minds of the international community what the struggle was actually about. For the very first time, you see the international community rising up. You have the United Nations demanding that the Rivonia trialists are not sentenced to death. You have, in that context, it brings about an international awareness.
And it really did become one of the most significant moments in South African liberation history, didn't it?
It did. I mean, firstly, we refer to it as the trial of the century, which I think, is why it was, that's one aspect. But I think there are a number of reasons of its significance. I've already highlighted one by the reality that it thrusts the apartheid state, what apartheid was, firmly into the minds of the international community. It also highlights the dedication and commitment and determination that these individuals had in terms of their willingness and desire and determination to rid our country of this system. It also highlighted that in the sense it gave them an opportunity to speak to the international audience, to speak to the international community, to speak to the governments of the world without censorship. It gave them that platform. Up until then, the media, the censorship, was very pervasive. The trial gave people like Nelson, Walton, and others.
It's interesting because it almost worked in the opposite way, as difficult as it was for those who were being accused.
It did. It really kind of provided, on the one hand, the state and the apartheid regime thought this would be the opportunity to silence them once and for all.
Right.
But it had the opposite effect by giving them the very platform that they sought.
Mm. In terms of Lily's Leaf itself, what was it? Who owned it? What was the, how did this become the center for, or the place of gathering?
Again, one has to look at it within a broader context. It's Sharpeville again was a defining moment because Sharpeville resulted in the ANC, PAC being banned, and also started the process of the ANC moving towards armed struggle. But the Communist Party had been banned in 1950, and they had been using safe houses for their meetings. So once the ANC had been banned, it became increasingly difficult for the leadership of the Communist Party to meet. So Bram Fischer, who was the chairman of the Communist Party, instructed Michael Harmel and Ahmed Kathrada to go and look and find a safe house for where they could meet. And it was under the pretext that Vivian Ezra was ill and was suffering from a mental illness and needed a secluded place where he could live. Michael Harmel found Lily's Leaf, and they purchased Lily's Leaf in August of 61, originally as the meeting place for the secretariat of the Communist Party and its leadership, and it evolved into not only being the high command of the newly formed Encuentro Sizwe, but also into what I like to call the inverted diaspora of the liberation movement of the Congress Alliance.
Amazing.
So really, that's how Lily's Leaf came in.
And that's how being. Right.